I should not have eaten gumbo right before singing.
So many things.
Second hand alibis, just
some black ink, want some new lights and a shadow you won't recognize. This is our first voyage into your great state, so thank you very much.
And also, hi to everybody sitting in front of their laptop or sitting on their couch at home who are watching this online. It is probably a lot cooler where you are than where we are right now, but we're sweating together, and I like this. Yeah. I don't sweat. What do? In the South, we glisten, right, ladies?
No, you sweat.
That's what perfume's for.
Oh.
This is our one happy song, so enjoy it while it lasts, guys.
I got this friend. I don't think you know him. He's not much for words. He's heading his heart away. Oh, I got this friend, a loveless romantic. All that he really wants is someone to want him back. Oh,
she's got to give.
I like that.
It'd be such a shame. She sounds lovely.
Ooh, he sounds right out of a dream.
If only,
if only,
if only. Thinking you may recognize this next song. Is it okay if we do a cover tune?
Most of you may be familiar with it just from earlier years in your life, but it actually happened. It goes back to the state. So without further ado, we'll just sing this because in all reality, most of us just grew up knowing the chorus, but the lyrics are just so depressingly sad, and so we figured that's perfect for what we do. So
that's the Civil War.
My only sunshine, you make me heaven, skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. The other night, dear, as I lay sleeping, dream to heal you in my arms. But when I awoke, dear, I was mistaken. So I hung my head and cried.
I'll always love you and make you happy if you will only say the same. But if you leave me and love another, you'll regret it all someday.
Oh, you are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me heaven when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, I love you. Oh, please don't take my sunshine away.
And all my dreams do, you seem to leave me. When I awake, my poor heart pains. So when you come back and make me happy, I'll forgive and take all the blame.
Oh, you are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You never know, dear, how much I love you.
Sunshine away.
many people here know who wrote that song? Oh, that's good. This is one place that you should know this. Yeah. Governor of Louisiana.
Governor.
How many people can say that?
That's right. Oh, I just realized I'm wearing my fleur-de-lis earrings for you today.
I'm just realizing I did not tie my bow tie before I walked out here on stage. She's super lame. Should I tie it now?
Nah. Yeah, nah. It's a,
nah,
it's
that's
a
not
bit
gonna
warm.
Do it. We're
it's
moving
a bit
on.
Warm right now. Yeah, way too hot.
There's a pub on the south side of town where time's thin, still white and still wide and round. She's the woman in the calico, the one who's always in there alone. Oh, did she let him go, or did the four winds blow him?
Everybody, I know how warm you are in here, so nobody pass out. So I'm gonna be like Mama Bear right now and just like everybody bend your knees a couple times. There we go. That's nice. Awesome. Just don't want anybody doing that, so nobody lock your knees, okay? We're about to make it maybe a little bit more swampy in here. I hope that that's okay.
This is our first time here. You're not supposed to know that.
Well, that was the last song that we wrote for our album. And this is the very first song that John Paul and I ever wrote. How many of you guys know how we met? You guys know? We met at a rehab. No, it's not. I'm just totally. We met in prison.
We change it every time. What's it going to be tonight?
We met
in the French Quarter.
There we go.
I had some beads.
And you had some painted...
No?
You had some painted tatas.
Oh, nice.
We actually met at a... I just said tatas, and I just realized that went out online, so... Yeah. Sorry, Mom.
Yeah, I was going to say, your mom is not pleased.
We actually met in Nashville, which is where I live now. But John Paul obviously is Alabama boy all the way. And we met at a songwriting gathering. There were like 25 writers called together. We were full-time songwriters at the time. And it was like literally a draw straws kind of scenario for who was going in what room. And John Paul was my first write of the day. And the rest, as they say, is history. So this is the first song called Falling.
Still doing all right out there?
Bend your legs. Bend your legs. see the light.
You can sing to the bottom of the sea. Just don't go without.
Show you.
pretty, pretty pair. Yes, we are. Oh, all the king's horses and armies there. Could they tear us apart?
John Paul and I laugh a lot about how we couldn't be more opposite. And we still don't really even know how this whole thing works. So we try not to think about it too much. But we do laugh because, I mean, I was raised on the West Coast. I grew up in Northern California before moving to Nashville. And I grew up listening, I mean, I grew up surfing, and I grew up listening to, like, the Beach Boys and the Carpenters. My mom was, like, obsessed with the Carpenters. And grew up listening to rap and Top 40 and classical music, and I'm sure the rap just, like, is so obvious to you, the influence of what we do, but yeah, what is that? Because I'm so gangster, you guys. I'm never doing that again.
Please don't.
Yeah. And John Paul, Southern boy, you know, grew up on all things fried and on a farm and listening to country music and bluegrass and Americana and metal.
Everybody's like, yeah, me too. I listen to metal, big deal.
So we don't have a whole lot that we had similar in the way that we grew up, but this band is an example of the Blue Moon moment where we both went, you grew up listening to this too, me too, so you may recognize this song.
Used to be a little boy,
so I
smile and leave me like they left me here to wither in denial, the bitterness of one who's left alone. The years burn.
You guys game for a couple more? Yeah. You guys are so brave.
We got one more, if that's okay.
Can't thank you guys enough. Can you guys hear me?
You're freaking amazing!
Thanks. You guys can hear me out there, no? Yeah, no? A little bit? Can you hear me out there?
Here.
You can hear me because you're right there.
I kind of like this better. You can only hear me. No one's into that.
Hey, thank you, everybody. Yeah.
This
there it is.
Just
in time. Seriously, thank you guys so much for coming to hang out and for being willing to stand in the heat and to be willing to wait in line and spend your money on tickets. It means a lot to us. So thank you guys for being here and making our first journey here so sweet.
Thank you very much.
So sweet.
Thank you for making our first trip here to New Orleans amazing.
Yeah.
You're unbelievable. Thank you also to Raylan Baxter, who's amazing.
That's right. And live set too for being able to share this at home with my mom.
So we got time for one more. This is one that we had on the free live record, and we put it on the 4-song EP, and we also added it to Barton Holler, which came out February 1st. This is Poison Wine. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, y'all. Thanks for the Soul Wars. Thanks for coming out. Appreciate it.
For 40 days and for 40 nights lost on the side. But who can stand when she's in demand?
Her schemes and plans. Cause we danced on the floor and around.
So take my strong advice.
Just remember to always
think twice.
Oh, think twice.
She told my baby we danced for three, and she looked at me and showed her photo. Baby cried, his eyes were like mine.
Oh no, cause we danced on the floor and around. People always told me,
be careful what you do. No more around breaking young girls' hearts.
No.
And she came and stood right by me with a smell of sweet perfume. It happened much too soon. She called me to her room. She just a girl who claims that love. But the cure is not medicine. She says, hey, in the world. But the cure is not medicine. So, Billie Jean is not my love.
She just a girl.
Billie Jean is not my lover.
She just a girl.
Billie Jean is not my lover. Raylan Baxter's not my lover.
All right, one more. One more. You guys are spoiling us. Thank you so much.
Thank you.